Alexander the Great, the Macedonian king who, depending on your viewpoint, either conquered most of Asia or spread Greek culture and civilization to much of the world, is back and seeks to conquer movie screens across America. Oliver Stone's Alexander opens this weekend, starring Irish actor Colin Farrell.
Conquer your fear! And I promise you, you will conquer death! When they ask you where you fought so bravely, you will answer, I was here this day at Gaugamela. For the freedom and glory of Greece! Zeus be with us!
Oh, saints preserve us. We can't think of two people who are better qualified to assess Alexander, the man, the legend, or the film. And our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And up in Toronto, our friend Elaine Fantham, Professor Emerita of Classics at Princeton University, who joins us from the CBC. Elaine, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
And let me ask you each in turn, Elvis and then Elaine, just what was your basic reaction to the film?
Well, it's startlingly long, but on the other hand, it's kind of boring. You get the feeling that for the most part, when Stone is making a movie, he's really fired up by the subject. It does something to him. It stokes something in him and sort of sets loose these forces psychologically. And as a filmmaker, he's not quite in control of. And that's really sometimes a lot of the kind of awe-inspiring aspect of Oliver Stone movies. We get caught up in these sort of these slipstreams of people wrestling to be on top and these sort of father-son relationships to be worked out one way or another, and they often are not. And here, everything is so clearly stated. It's almost here a bit of fear in Oliver Stone's eyes, which is in the end kind of touching.
All right, now, Elaine Fantham, our classicist, I don't want to limit you just to reflecting on the history and the scholarly quality of the movie. How did you like it?
Now you'd have a job.
not very sound that
I'm
way.
I'm not prepared to, to keep to my professional take on this, but I'm very interested to hear from Elvis because I don't know the Oliver Stone movies as well as I should. He has a great fixation on political power. I don't think that he had really much idea about what Alexander was doing. And indeed, I sometimes think Alexander himself didn't know what he was doing. Anyway, we had, I think, about an hour of his childhood, which I quite enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And then we got launched on this interminable 7 years of going ever further east. By the way, I do think it was historically very careful. But I think Alexander was a bit of a problem subject to start with. And I think some of my unhappiness would be actually not with the movie, but with Alexander. What does Elvis think?
It's quite cautious, which really is the problem. It so wants to not err in any point historically. And I think, in fact, the problem besides that is it's too rich in theme. It's got all the Oliver Stone themes of searching for a father figure and betrayal and conquering one's fears, as is stated literally in this picture.
Elvis, you mentioned some of the standard Oliver Stone themes. I think it's safe to say that Oliver Stone often has a time figuring out relations between generations, particularly between, let's say, mothers and sons. And there seems to be one of the original Oedipal conflicts at the center of the story of Alexander. I'd like to play a clip. Angelina Jolie as Olympias, his mother, and Colin Farrell as Alexander.
I'm his only worthy son, you crazed woman. He'd never hurt me, even if Eurydice had a boy. He'd be 20 before he'd let him rule.
Yes, and you would be 40, old and wise. And Philip's young son would be 20, like you now, but raised by him, his blood. He will never give you the throne now, Alexander. Never.
Elvis, was Angelina Jolie under the impression she was doing a remake of Dracula? What's that accent?
I think she was actually inventing the Greek accent. It's almost like she was translating her dialogue before she spoke it, which is kind of curious, too. I mean, you think about what almost all Oliver Stone movies are, even basically, you know, The Doors, they're all about a kind of bloodlust. That kind of verve and brio and sort of smell of testosterone is really peculiarly absent here.
I want to thank both of you very much. Elaine, delightful being with you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott, and good to have a chat with Elvis, too. Thank you.
Elaine Fathom is Professor Emerita of Classics at Princeton University up at the CBC in Toronto and our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition. Elvis Mitchell, host of the syndicated public radio program The Treatment. Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott, and it was good to meet Elaine, too. Thank you all.
And for the greater glory of Zeus, both of you. As I intend to say from now on.
Zeus may be wincing just a little bit.